Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Casey with Cards and Coffee, and I am doing a little bit of filling for Jethro tonight. He is currently on the road. He's in Laramie, Wyoming tonight at the Hastings Bookstore doing some autographing of those books that he and Kay got published, Living in the Psychic Realm. And he's going to pretty much be kind of on the road this week at different various places. He's going to be next in Dodge City, Kansas on August 28th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. At the Hastings Bookstore there. He's then going to be in Marlboro, Tennessee on September 1st, signing books there from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. He's also going to be in McMinnison, Tennessee, and I didn't catch the date on that one, but that is going to be from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and that's all these signings are at Hastings Bookstore, who is carrying his books. So he is on the road and going wild, and in the meantime, I'm kind of tending the home fires and keeping stuff burning here, and I'm going to be doing some book card, birth card readings. And just letting people know what your birth card is and doing some teachings a little bit, because a lot of people have had a lot of questions about, you know, what are the birth cards, how are they different from, you know, tarot cards or any of the intercard decks, and there really is quite a history with them. Also, some of our other psychics and other people, intuitives and people who do interesting and special related things. The music we opened up with is all original music. It's written by Linda Irwin, and pretty much she's the one who, you know, played it, produced it, the whole shot. She is having a special this month. She has two discs. One has 14 songs, the other has 20, but she's selling both of those of her music CDs for $20 plus the shipping. And to get a hold of her to get that deal, you email her at cntnuumx@frontier.com. That's frontier.com. Again, it's $20 plus the shipping to get those two musical CDs that she's put out. She's also on Squidoo on Twitter, S-Q-U-I-D-O-O. You can find her also at www.lindaru.blogspot.com. She has some videos also posted on YouTube. If you go to youtube.com/user/VorlonGod, VorlonGod, /videos, you can see some of her work there too. Okay, and then we have our mermaid, Florida Mermaid Amy Cavanaugh. She had some family emergencies occur this week, and she was off actually flying on a plane yesterday and see it instead of being on air with us. And normally you can get a hold of her through her Facebook account. She is at Awakening Claire. It's A-W-A-K-E-N-I-N-G, and Claire is C-L-A-I-R-E, and it's short for Awakening, you know, the clairvoyances, clairsentience, clairaudience. Man, I know there's all the senses can be up to notch, you know, the seeing, sight, smell, touch, all of those. And that's what she deals on. She's got some very interesting things posted there. That's the way to contact her. We have, of course, Jethro Smith. He's at www.jethrosmith.net. That's JethroSmith.net. And he is at 928-282-0437. He's also on Facebook and Twitter. And either of those places you can book a reading or get an autograph book. He's also doing his coffee special this month, where if you buy a box of that healthy coffee or tea or any of the other products, you know, latte, mocha, hot chocolate, any of that healthy gourmet Organigold stuff from him, he will do a 30-minute reading with you. And then we have on Tuesdays Pamela Cummins. She is our love and relationship psychic, although she also, as she says, does all areas. She does career, finance, life coaching. She is at www.successfulrel. That's S-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L-R-E-L, short for relationship.com. She's also at 973-229-9704. She's also dubbed our musical psychic because a lot of times her angels give her information about people through song lyrics and songs, which is very unique and interesting. It's really kind of interesting to hear her do that. She's on here, Psychic's Gone Wild, with us on Tuesdays. And we also have Mystic Celeste. She's at www.celestialreadings.net. That's CelestialReadings.net. She is at 928-554-4422. We have also Aurora Rose Psychic. She is at www, of course, Aurora Rose Psychic, AuroraRoseProsychic.web.com. And her number is 270-259-2584. Let's see who else. We also have Sandra Green. She is at Yosammy, Wiosammy, @gmail.com. And she has been doing some classes and interesting things with numerology. and all kinds of different stuff that she does there. And let's see. Okay, anything else tonight that I can think of? And I do have a, actually I got a new email. I was having trouble keeping track of coffee and cards things, so I actually split those up. And my two new emails are kcards@cardz@gmail.com. Or there's just Casey, let's see, I'm going to have to look up the coffee one. It's KCOG Coffee, K, and it's just like that, KCOGCOFFEE@gmail.com. You can reach me at 719-289-4907. I also do Reiki. I am a Reiki master teacher, and actually Amy Cavanaugh is also a Reiki person. I'm not sure if she's taken her mastery level things yet, but she's definitely working in that direction, and she has good contacts. She does some life coaching, and she's in contacts with groups, with bereavement groups, Buddhist groups, does hospice work, that kind of stuff. So she's in a variety of things also. All right, and we've got some callers tonight. What I'm doing tonight is giving people your birth cards and just kind of a little short reading here. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the card system and where it came from and why it works and all that good stuff. So for the moment here, let's see. Get my paper and get my calculating things here ready, because right now I'm doing still hand calculations because my computer literally blew up, a few weeks back, and I'm working on getting one, and it's, you know how they go. It's like, this is going to be the checks in the mail. This is like the computers in the mail. And it's okay because we've had lots of retrograde stuff going on lately. Okay, let's see. First of all, we have caller from area code 847, there we go. 847, you're on live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hi, Jill.
So do I ask a question or you just pull cards or how does it work?
A little bit of both. What I need to do to calculate your stuff is I need your birth date. And then while I'm looking that up, if you can kind of give me a little bit of, you know, what area it is you're looking for, whether it's, you know, love, romance, career, finances, you know, that kind of stuff. We know kind of which area to look in.
Okay, my birthday is 12-17-60.
17 of 1960, okay. And then what was any specific question or any specific
area?
Yeah,
I don't know. This is a different kind of question. I was the scapegoat in the family, the punching bag. Everyone blames me. My parents are gone. My sisters are still doing it to me. And I had a really powerful healing, and I'm processing a lot of stuff, and I'm feeling anxious and overwhelmed.
Okay, that's very understandable. I can sure see how that would, being the scapegoat of any family group is not cool. I understand that because I was in that position myself. It's like very sad when my mom died because she was my advocate, but my dad just died this year, and he was 92, so yeah. Anyway.
So did you just say you were the scapegoat, too?
Yeah.
So does it ever end?
It ends when you choose to, you get a little bit confrontational. It's like, it doesn't mean, you know, you have to, it's not a knockdown, drag out type of thing. But you confront to the point where you verbalize with people, you look them in the eye and you go, you know what, this is what it's been like all my life. And you know what, you guys, I don't appreciate the way you treat me. And the abuse needs to stop somewhere. And you call it abuse because that, A, will kind of shock them a little bit. And say, I'm tired of being the scapegoat for our family. And I refuse to take that anymore. So you guys can look among yourselves and figure out who, you know, you'd like to be your next scapegoat because I'm resigning. And, if you want to talk to me like a human being, great. And if you don't, then leave me out of the loop because I'm not ready to, you know, take that on.
Okay,
really
I can't do it anymore.
Kind of...
I've already done more than my share. Son, your turn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Pretty much like that. Okay, and you are you're still at your 51st year there. Okay, you are an Ace of Clubs, and you've got a Three of Diamonds Planetary Ruler. So what this tells me about is the Ace of Clubs is called the Desire for Knowledge card. And it's accompanied by that desire for love, which is your two of hearts, is your karma card. And that's the main influence for what you come here to accomplish in this cycle, in this lifetime. Combine those, and you have a person who's a student of love, as much as one who would truly like to find your deal mate. And I'm not sure, you know, where you're at, if you're in a marriage relationship, or if you're, you know, in or out or up or down. But are you with somebody now, or?
No.
Okay. All righty. This card
isn't it kind of hard to get into a good relationship when you're the scapegoat?
You definitely have to turn that around. You have to, and part of that is, and this is going to sound really odd, but there's, and I don't know if you're a student of scriptures or not, but Christ gave us two commands, and the two greatest commands that he said, the first one is you love your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, and strength, and the second is you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So, and then there's, you know, some other scriptures that tell us that, indeed, if you cannot be loving yourself, then, you know, and you cannot be loving your brother or your sister who you can see, how can you be loving God who you cannot see? So it starts with a good sense of self-worth. I'm not talking about narcissism, you know, where, you know, you're the greatest
right.
and everything else.
My
that.
Sister's, my sister's a narcissist. I can tell you. I could write a book about it.
People have. Absolutely. Especially the shrinks. That's what keeps them in business. You know, so, but you have to have enough of a healthy relationship, I'll say, with yourself, enough self-worth, and go, you know what, I am a worthwhile person. I, you know, don't deserve, you know, the way I've been treated. And you really, at your core, I mean, this sounds funny, but you have to believe it. You have to say, you know what, I'm a child of God. And I'm every bit as good as everybody else on this planet, you know, maybe not more so, not less so, but it's like we are equal because God, you know, loves us all equally, hard as that may be seen, because, you know, we all have different talents and everybody has different talents that God literally gave them with to come in with. I mean, you know, psychic and intuitive, like there's so many different kinds of intuitive people, you know, out there. And it's like everybody's gift works in different ways, kind of like our fingerprints. That's why they can actually fingerprint people, because each one of us has different fingerprints. It's like snowflakes too. We are all definitely unique. And, you know, part of that is, you know, really and truly, people, babies don't come into this, well, of course, maybe they do. You know, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, some of the thoughts out there is, yes, you did. You wrote your life script to come in and perform this role in this family. So, you know, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay with it. There's a thing in this card system called the midlife crisis. Well, it's called that in the outer world. In this card, it's called at the age of 45, you are returning to where your birth cards were the first day you were born on this planet. And you have the opportunity to make your life over. So it's like definitely you know, you're a few years past that, you know, like you're 6 years past that. But you have this second 45-year time frame to really relook and redo and reframe your life the way you want it to be, the way you wished it was the first 44 years. Because the first 44, 45 years you spend on this planet learning things, and then literally with that start over point, that kind of, you know, set back to zero point, that's when people have, you know, the quote midlife crisis, and people go, man, I don't know you anymore. What's going on with you? You know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like you say, you know what? I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of my lessons, and I'm ready to change, and I'm ready to change it up and make it at a higher frequency and a more positive one than I've, you know, been doing. It's like, so literally, you're playing the cards that you were dealt with a little bit different viewpoint, okay? That's kind of like, let's see, I'm going to give you a little bit more here on your Ace of Clubs here. Part of this is, you know, you probably had a lot of dating issues. It's like, you know, or played the field a lot when you were younger. But that's only until you find the person of your dreams, okay? And it's like what you're asking. It's like, and there is. My grandma used to say, there's a lid for every pot. There's a pot for every lid. So someplace on this planet, yes, there is somebody who is, you know, a good mate for you, and you're a good mate for him, okay? You're a good match. So don't ever give up on that. Although here's your hook. It's like sometimes you would rather be with anybody than be alone, but you don't give yourself fully until that right person comes along. Like all aces, you're kind of impatient. You're restless. Your curiosity leads you kind of to be avid students, and it's like, you know, the clubs people are the students of the deck, definitely. A lot of times, you know, you like libraries, whether it's, you know, books or CDs or DVDs. It's like learning things. And that curiosity usually keeps you pretty useful, even into the last years of your life. You're just always interested in new things, ideas, topics for discussion, and it's like, and it's time for you, you know, to get out, be an scapegoat, and go forth and, you know, do some of the stuff that you were here to do. You're very smart. You can use your brains and creativity to generate ample funds. You can make money in things associated with arts or groups of women, anywhere where creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. You're very congenial, very considerate. It helps you make friends at work. It gives you good communication skills. Most people feel really comfortable with you just because of your ability to make others feel special and included. You've got this quick, sharp mind, and you're witty and an avid talker. Your mother was probably an important person in your life. She was probably a very powerful woman with a sharp mind and a great deal of intuition. But like the Ace of Diamonds, who also has a Queen as their Mercury card, the relationship with your mother formed lasting impressions upon you that often affects your love life and relationships with women in general throughout your life. Your later life is not going to be satisfactory unless you turn to the spirituality, you know, turn to God for guidance, really and truly. You've got 2 sevens in Uranus and Neptune, which represent the last part of your life, can either bring material problems or spiritual success. The happiest ones are those whose eternal quest for knowledge extends to self-knowledge as well. You're often the, quote, divine discontents. You know, you need travel, some changes in your life, or even if it's just like rearranging your furniture on a regular basis and in your work life, to really satisfy both that knowledge for that desire for knowledge and that inner restlessness. And it does talk about your card kind of being a lonely card. There's two varieties. There's really, you know, the gregarious ones who are just out there going from, you know, one guy to another, you know, whatever, or one romance to another. Or they're on the flip side, it's you're really picky with people. And, you know, so it's like, and I understand that one. It's like they are telling us anymore, it's like, don't just settle for anything. And it's like, and you really don't deserve to, because somewhere on this planet there is somebody for you, really and truly is. I was going to look also at your Three of Diamonds as your planetary ruler, because threes talk about a lot of creativity. That's what they're known for. Creative ability, which if expressed, can bring you a lot of success. But if you have an uncertainty about your line of work or about what's most important to you in life, it can also cause you a lot of worry or stress from time to time. In particular, you might worry about money, even if you're doing well financially. Your creative expression is like this healing balm for you. And I tell people, you know what, even if you're a bricklayer, you can find there, I've seen very creative, artistic bricklayers, okay? There is creativity in any line of work that you have and anything that you do. You can also find you're drawn to the studies of mysteries or metaphysics, other spiritual subjects. You've got a natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can really penetrate deep subjects. Personally, you probably have many challenges in a relationship area, and this is not just a love relationship, but it's like a relationship with, you know, with family, with friends, and that's what you mentioned here, you know. And that's, some of it is connected to fluctuating values and abundant possibilities. But again, this is one of those times and spaces and places where you need to stand up for yourself and go, you know what, guys, I mean, if you have to write it out in speech form, because I know when I started doing this and started, you know, kind of expressing myself, I literally had to have a written speech, like in front of me, like think of speech and debate class, you know, like in high school, so I wouldn't lose my line of thought, you know, my train of thought and what I was doing. And it's,
see, with my sister, I'm going to have to write her a letter because she's a loose cannon.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yep. Okay.
You know, she doesn't take any personal responsibility for anything. She's defensive and a loose cannon, or she doesn't want to hear about it. I need to get over the past.
Right. Yeah, I hear that. I do. And yet they keep treating you in the same way that they always have in the past. So you go, that's when you kind of go, no, you need to get over the past and, you know, figure out a new way to relate.
That's what I'm going to write. You know, you're not letting me out of the past. You're keeping me there.
We're trying to, but I'm not going to let you, because I'm going to go forth and do something different. So, you know, you guys need to figure that out.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Is that something that, you know, that's going to be? I mean, I'm not going to say easy, because I don't think it's going to be easy. But it sounds like you've had a lot of time to kind of think about it, and you really kind of have a good approach maybe to what you're doing.
Right, I have.
Excellent. Okay. All righty. Well, is there anything else? It's like I can say at the moment. I know Jethro, Psychic Jethro, would probably have something probably creative to say, but it's like he's kind of on the road and out signing books today, which is why I'm here today. But you know, we'd like to hear back, and we'd like to hear that how that goes and how things kind of get along for you.
Thank you. That was excellent.
All righty. Well, call
Thank
us
you.
Back again. You betcha.
Okay.
We are here 7 days a week. Same number, same bat time, same bat station.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha. Have an awesome day.
Okay.
All righty. And we got some more people in queue. Okay, and Linda's in chat. Thank you. All right. Linda's got her advertising done for now. Cool. Definitely let people know about your, we opened with your music, Linda, so it's like, let them know about your special, too. So keep on with that. That's awesome. Okay, and our next person here is from area code 225. 225, you're on with us. Hello? Okay, you're really muffled. I can't tell if you're quite talking with us or if it's on mute. Not sure here. Hello? Area code 225? Okay. I can almost hear you. Tell you what here, I'm gonna keep you in queue. I'm gonna go to the next caller because I'm really not hearing you. I'm not hearing you good at all here. Okay, and let's try caller from, our next caller here is from area code 805. 805.
Oh, wow.
Hello? Hello? 805.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
I don't know if that's your phone or my phone. It's like we've been having technical difficulties. We got out of Mercury retrograde, but we discovered that we're still in Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus retrograde. So, yeah, we're still having fun. Who am I talking with today?
Pardon me?
Can I get your name? Your name?
Sorry. My name's Donna from California.
Oh. All righty. Well, what I'm doing this evening is I'm kind of doing a pinch hit for Psychic Jethro here, and what I do is birth cards, which I have to have your name, date, and year to take a look at. So if you, you know, can give me that, I can kind of look
at it. Sure, my name's Donna. My name's Donna. I was born April 22nd, 1954.
April 22 of 54. Okay, April 22. Wow, all righty. Looks like you are a Queen of Clubs, and you've got a Five of Clubs as your planetary ruler. Okay. Was there anything in particular that we were looking for tonight, or, you know, romance, finance,
kind of
any of that?
Romance, if, you know, I was going to meet someone, a companion, friend type thing. I'm all by myself, and I'd like to, well, not my sisters right now, but, I mean, I don't have anyone in my life, and I'd like to have a companion, friend.
All righty. Well, let's see. Well, let's take a look here at some of this here. First of all, I'm going to kind of just give you a little bit of lowdown on your card. It's like your Queen of Clubs is called the Mother of Intuition. All queens are service-oriented, receptive in nature. You have a mental nature that inclines you to kind of deal in, you know, you would do well dealing in publishing, trade, administrative work, or if you're in that what they call more aware class. Very intuitive work, okay? People don't like that psychic sound, but it's like, you know, intuitive and following your gut, it's like everybody's got that. But anyway, being queens, you're always aware of your place in the royal court, and you resist anyone really trying to mold you in any particular way. You have a displaced card, which is a Three of Hearts, as well as a Five of Clubs in your Venus position. Tells us that uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship sometimes makes it hard for you to find that lasting happiness in those areas. Your mental gifts are really abundant, whether or not you realize it. You're always receiving knowledge from your natural intuitive gift. You've got an incredible organizational mind, but you live life at such a high pitch that you're often stressed out or overdoing it. You've got an Ace of Spades in Jupiter that promises many rewards if and when you follow spiritual pursuits or intuitive lines of work or pursuits. You've got a deep heritage of knowledge from past life type of things that is available. Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card, and many of you have just one or more, quote, children, not necessarily biological children, but, you know, it could be friends, nieces, nephews, you know, children of friends, whatever, that you're going to make sacrifices for in your life, just as Mary underwent the sacrifice of her son, Yeshua. The Queen of Clubs is very creative and resourceful, often having two or more jobs and a lot of interests. You're best when there's some creative expression and freedom of movement in your careers. You really take pride and do your job well. Some Queens of Clubs are slated to make great contributions to our society. Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others, and it can be expressed in work that helps thousands of people or more. In relationships, many of the Queens of Clubs get married, some of them not happy about it, some of them don't make a success of it, but you've got really a powerful mind and a will,
And the problem is not a lot of guys can handle you and your willful ways, okay? You also have with you, you come into this life with some karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationships that's going to be brought to fruition at some point in your life. And for that reason, you know, sometimes you might have tried marriage once and then you renounce it, or you go, oh, man, I'm not sure if I want to get back into this. But, you know, where you're at now, you're kind of going, yes, I really want to do this. And sometimes you change your mind a lot about what you want. It's like, and that can make a partner kind of feel insecure about, you know, your love and your where they really stand with you. You know, it can cause, you know, kind of separations, you know, kind of some divisions there. But you operate on a higher frequency, meaning that your partner also has got to have some kind of mental ability and some communication skills and some real good intuitiveness, you know, to make it work. So there's a certain amount of emotional indecision also that adds to some of the challenges that you have to deal with, the, you know, when you fall in love. And then along with that, some of this carries some of the most challenging emotional relationship karma of all the cards in the deck, which is indicated by you've got a Seven of Hearts in Saturn, and you've got a Three of Hearts as your first karma card. And both of those indicate emotional needs that require care to deal with effectively. So it's like, but you know, like, well, you're wanting to get back into the dating scene. It's like, sounds like you've probably done some of that internal work. Because it does say, you know, with that determined effort, you know, you can apply yourself in that area with great success to kind of go, you know, this is where I'm at, this is what I want, I've, you know, figured out these things, and it's like, I'm really ready to be in a relationship. And a lot of times you try to balance, you find a balance with a relationship that's, you know, long-term, but not necessarily exclusive or binding, kind of a long-term dating. Like you were saying, maybe you're just a companion. Your work is often your first love, and so relationships and the work required to make true intimacy possible sometimes are at a lower priority. With the love you have to give, you know, you've got some of the greatest potential for really, you know, having fulfillment in a relationship. You can be the princess, you know, who married the prince and later becomes the queen and lives happily ever after. But there's also indications here of impatience. It's like sometimes the Queen of Clubs is a very high-strung card. Often impatient or intolerant of people, you know, if they're kind of slow or, you know, they don't have as good a work ethic, you do some of that. You yourself operate on a pretty high pitch, and most people would classify it as stressful. There's just so many threes associated with that birth card and life path that this, you know, your creativeness, your resourcefulness, your adaptableness, and often quick changing energy can make you appear like a normal person on some kind of like, you know, speed thing. It's like, you know, you're just like living life really in speedy mode, okay? It often manifests it as people who think real fast, drive real fast. That Mercury card in our life path reveals about our driving habits. And you've got this Ten of Spades in Mercury, which is powerful. I got to get where I'm going, like right now kind of energy. Okay. Let's see. I was also going to take a real quick look at that Five of Clubs, because the Five of Clubs, I know, is really, fives just have a lot of changeability when that in that planetary ruler. It's a very restless side to your personality. Because of it, you're fond of travel, changes of residence, meeting new people, you know, or if you can't change that residence, you like to shift your furniture around, you know, kind of perk the place up type of thing. And it gives you more than an average ability to either sell or promote products and services. You'd fit in a role of traveling salespersons. I don't know if you, you know, remember the Fuller Brushman guys, you know, kind of type of thing, but that's no means the sure thing of what, you know, what you're doing for a living by any means. But that restlessness extends to your romantic life as well, whether you admit it or not. Sometimes if it's not you yourself having a problem with a long-term commitment, you might attract people who do have problems with long-term commitments, okay? And you just, you also, you have a thirst for adventure. It kind of keeps you searching for what lies ahead, you know, just around the river bend, and sometimes kind of leaving the past behind. Not sure for sure, you know, let's see, I was going to look in one space and place here, because your Venus kind of tells us about what you have going on for the year in terms of relationships. And this particular year, okay, that's 54, so it's, let's think, yeah, you've already had your birthday for this year. So you're, let's see, give me a number here, 54, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 57, 58. You're 58 this year. Oh, wow. Okay. And your long range is Three of Hearts. So this is really that changeable. You're kind of looking for love. And I'm not going to say like the song in all the wrong places, but it's like, you know, you are looking to be creative with love. It's like, and you're looking forward to like meeting a lot of new people. Are you in some kind of like social clubs or things where you kind of get out on a regular basis and meet people? Okay. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know, and I'm going to say probably more than likely, let's see, where was your Venus at this year? You've got the Seven of Spades and a Three of Clubs there. So it's like this is about a year of faith. This is one of those things where the sevens are about faith, and in this one with diamonds, it's about your money, and it's about, you know, just having the faith that you're going to have the money to do what you want to do. But you've also got, again, you've got that three as a really creative card in clubs, which is your mental pursuits, which is like, you know, this might, if you ever thought about, you know, like writing a book or publishing any of that kind of stuff, this might be the year to, you know, like write your memoirs or write, you know, kids' books or whatever it is you're thinking about writing, and really kind of go out and go for that. You do have, you've in Mars, you've got 2 8s, which is really fortuitous. You've got this eight of hearts, and you've got an eight of spades. And eight is about mastery in your emotional things. So this is a year likely you're going to be mastering your emotional stuff. But again, you know, in relationships, and it'll really bring you what you ask for. But the caveat there is be careful what you ask for because you're very likely to get it, okay? I know it sounds really funny to phrase it that way, but one of the best things you could probably do is take a notebook, you know, kind of take a notebook that you want to do for also just say spiritual things, you know, you know, record your dreams, you know, record things for things that you want to see happen in your life and say, you know, like if this is, you know, if I could make an ideal life, here is what I want. Or if I find my ideal partner, these are the qualities and characteristics he has. And really take some time to think about it, meditate on it, because what you write down is what you're going to manifest. So, you know, you're going to be, you know, kind of putting that letter to the universe out there, if you will, and you're going to be attracting in that kind of person. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I'm very good at manifesting. I manifest it. I want a car and trips all over the world. And, yeah, I can manifest.
I bet you are. So in the same way that you applied that, it's like, you know, go into this with the knowledge that, you know, there's somebody out there on this planet for you. And generically speaking, if you just, you know, take a look at your hand, how many digits, you know, count the digits you have. God always gives us at least 5 choices for things. So there's at least 5 people on this planet, possibly, you know, a lot more. But at least, you know, what I call your top 5. And it's like if you're, you know, wanting to attract that person in, you know, you kind of literally put that out there, say, you know, hey, if this person's looking for me, it's like I'm looking for this kind of person. Here's where I'm going to be. And, I mean, literally, I mean, I've seen people do this. And it's like where you're good with the manifesting. Write down on this day, on this time, on this place, you know, I'm going to be at this meeting. I'm going to be with this social group. I'm going to be here. You know, come here and meet me. Because you'd be surprised how often people kind of go, you know, man, it's like I was never expecting to go there. And it's like, you know, I just got this little vibe and I just decided I ran across this, you know, quote, accidentally. And I showed up and it's like, and I met the person, you know, I met this really special person there, you know, type of thing. So put that out there. Where are you going to be? When you're going to be there? You know, kind of your schedule out to the universe, if you will. And, you know, bring them in. It's like, I'm going to say, I hate to say lasso them in there, but it's like, it's kind of like that. It's like, you know, you put that thread out there where you just kind of go bing, you know, it's like, I'm, you know, looking at contacting, you know, the perfect person for me, I'm the perfect person for them, you know, type of thing. So it's like, and you always ask that with, you know, if it's for the best, highest, most positive, beneficial, you know, benefit, whatever, of all mutual people involved. So it's good for him, it's good for you, and you bring that person in. So it's like, you know, kind of focus that on your manifesting. The other thing that I've seen as a really good technique to use is a lot of times when people get in a relationship, they do what's called, they cord each other in their chakras. And it's like, you don't want to be out there cording people because that's kind of like a fish hook. That's kind of like, you know, hooking into people, and you don't want to do that. That's not nice. That's not the nice way to do it. What you do is work with the chakra of your heart, and you literally visualize when you're, you know, doing meditation, prayer, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. I call prayer talking to God, and meditating is listening to God. But create links, and you create a rainbow like in your heart, and you make this chain, you know, you make a chain link thing, you know, out of rainbow links that goes out about maybe 2 or 3 feet in front of you. And you kind of put that out there and you say, okay, I am looking to link, you know, with my person to bring them in. And you put that rainbow link out there and you'd be surprised. It's like somebody will come along, you know, and touch that and tap that. And it's like, and then you start communicating on this, I don't know, I call it the Reiki level. It's like, you know, it's the etherical level. I don't know. There's a lot of things. If you want to go with the scientific stuff, you go. It's the unified field theory that Einstein and Stephen Hawking, you know, talk about, where we are literally, there's a web. There is a, you know, link or fibers or whatever you want to call it that connect all of us. We are all connected. It's like if you watch Disney Pocahontas, you know, we are all connected to each other in a circle and a hoop that never ends. And we are. They're finding out more and more from the scientific model that we truly are connected out there with everybody on the planet. So it's like when you're thinking of a specific person, it's kind of like picking a guitar string. You kind of go bing, bing, you know, and you hit that tune that theirs, and it's like, and eventually, you know, they kind of go, hey, I'm hearing somebody call my string, you know, but they respond. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, that's what I'd say is like, go with it that way and see what happens. Because, you know, you're definitely going to be meeting people this year. You're definitely going to be, you know, around groups and in people, and you for certainty have, you know, the ability to get this relationship in your life that you really want. You do have what's called the marriage card in your reading this year. It's like you have in Jupiter, you've got the Jack of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts. And the Queen is typically called the marriage card. So this is another thing, you know, it's been kind of like, you know, on your mind this year. So, and then you also have in Uranus and Neptune, you've got this two hearts. Like I said, you got a lot of hearts in your reading. So, you know, definitely this is a year about love for you. So, you know, there's a really, really good probability of, you know, bringing this person in that, you know, and like I said, I already said you're good at manifesting. So it's like, that's what you got to do is, you know, go forth and manifest and call back and let us know how it goes. Does that help?
Yeah. How does the money look?
What's that?
How does the money look? I don't work because I'm on disability, but I seem to manifest money certain different ways.
You do, you know, and again, like you know, like one of the things where you're at, where the Queen of Clubs is, clubs are all about, you know, the mental fields, and this really and truly would be, you know, you can bring in additional money. I'll just say it that way.
Yeah.
In addition to disability, it's like this would be a good year for, you know, like I said, to examine looking at, you know, look at writing, look at, you know, like either publishing, you know, starting a book. And there's lots of ways to publish. You know, you can do the e-publishing thing. It only costs, you know, for example, if you got your book together, it costs like about $100 to get an ISBN number. And you can get it published like on e-books, and e-books is getting to be a really, you know, easy way to publish things. And you see how it sells, you know, in an e-book format. And, you know, depending on the length of your book, you know, it can be anywhere from like, you know, $3, $4, $5, you know, and they usually add the 99 on there. But it's like it's a way to publish really quickly, really easily, get something out there. And then when you have enough, when you've sold enough in ebook form, then take that next step. And if you can't find a publisher, do a little bit of self-publishing. And it's like, you know, you have to work a little bit harder with your advertising and stuff. But I also know there was a gal, it was one of the other shows I was actually listening to. She wrote a book, and it was about manifesting. And it's like, I'm going to have to try and go back and find the doggone thing. It's like I should have, you know, tagged it or written it down or done something. But she was a first-time author, and she just really visualized that, you know, her book was going to be wildly successful and all this stuff. And she called her friend. It was like 6 days after her book, you know, hit the shelves, after her book was physically published. And she was like a best-selling author. She was on, like, you know, whatever it was, the best-selling list and all this. And this friend of hers, it was another radio show. And she said, man, how did you do that? You know, she says, I wouldn't have expected your book to be, you know, been like a bestseller within like the first 6 days. And she was like, well, you know, that's what I spent my time doing while I was writing the book. It's like I also visualized it was just going to be, you know, like an instant hit, and it was.
Wow.
So, no, you can do stuff like that also. There's nothing to say that you can't absolutely, you know, pull this in and do things like that, because it has been done. So it's like, you know, where you're good with the manifesting, it's like, you know, definitely see, you know, my sense is that, you know, you definitely have possibilities in that area. Is there anything else that you do, though? I mean, is there anything you like to do? It's like, you know, do you
I like
art
to travel.
Travel, okay.
I love to travel, and I like being in nature, and I love children, and I don't have kids of my own, but my friends have kids. And I mean, one, my friend's daughter, she was 10 months, and she was like stuck, not smiling, happy, or anything. And I had her for a couple hours, and I got her out of her rut.
Oh, wow.
So now she's smiling, and she's a happy little baby.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So you could, I was going to say, I'm just sitting here listening to the combination of things. So you might do something like write either books on traveling or, you know, take episodes from your traveling, you know, traveling things and write about it in a children's format, you know, say, you know, I traveled to this, you know, this town, this country, this city, this place, and it's like, you know, maybe like the travel books for kids. It's like, you know, here, if you want to travel, and you could either put real pictures or you could put drawings or, you know, something like that. And so there's a lot of different combinations of things, you know, that you could do, definitely, and, you know, and get this out there. So. I don't know. Maybe that makes any sense?
Oh, it all makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, you know, a lot of the, like, how I am, and, I mean, it was just right on, definitely.
Cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about part of this show here, because, I don't know, I always have people ask me about, you know, how do these work, and how is this going, you know, et cetera, and I'm going, well, I started doing a little bit of a put together for, you know, the history behind these cards, because this is just our playing card. This is just our, you know, hearts, diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, this is just out of our deck of 52 cards that this comes from. But, you know, when you stop and understand it, this came from a really, really old system. Now, if you've ever read anything about Edgar Cayce, it's so funny because he never believed in any of the ancient things. I mean, he was very much a follower of Christ, and when he started going into his trances, he all of a sudden realized, you know, in trance form, he came out and read, it's like he had all this information about Atlantis, and it upset him because he didn't believe in Atlantis. He's like, where did I get this from? But in really and truly, they say that that's where this card system came from, was from Atlantis. It was developed for this planet about 20,000 years ago. It's gone underground a lot. The first case we really saw of it that surfaced in any kind of modern books where we see anything is actually in the Bible, because it's where the three wise men, and different translations call them different things. They call them the three wise men. They also call them the, you know, the wise men from the East. They also call them the astrologers from the East, and they call them the magi from the East. And that's, you know, where they came and they gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the Christ child. You know, by that time he was a young child in the house. But what's fascinating is these cards are called the Order of the Magi. And these gentlemen, you know, back in that day, used these cards actually to make that prediction where the child was going to be when they brought him his gifts. So we see that early on, you know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, which is really, you know, just astounds people. I'm like going, yeah. But it makes a lot of sense because, you know, you look at our deck of cards. There's 52 cards in the deck, and it's like, what can you tell me about that? What's a number associated with 52 in our time frames? You know, just thinking about that. It's like, think of 52. We have 52 weeks in a year? Okay, so that was the first association. They've got another one where it's like the four seasons. We have, you know, the hearts, clubs, diamonds, and then spades, and it's like they all represent, hearts represent like the springtime, you know, the young, and then we have clubs, and they just go through all the seasons of, you know, all the seasons, the summer, the autumn, and the winter. And so we've got four seasons, we've got four suits, and then we have 13 cards, which also kind of align with the fact that we technically have 13 lunar months in a year. So it's like there's, you know, there's a combination there. And then there's the fact that, oh yeah, the 5 and the 2 and the 52 add up to a 7. Well, there's 7 days in a week. So they went through all this stuff. The spot values, what they call the spot values. So we have an ace stands for 1, and then you go up through, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. A jack is 11, a queen stands for 12, and a king is 13. If you add up all what they call the spot values of the cards, it adds up to 364. And then we have one card in the deck that's the Joker, and he's worth 1.25. So when you add the 364 and the 1.25, you get 365.25, which happens to be the days in our calendar year. So we just looked at a lot of those things, and it's like this particular card system was absolutely designed specifically for humans, for our planet, and in this time frame and place. And it's like, this is why, I mean, there's a whole, you know, like I say, there's a whole lot more to it with what they did, you know, but that was just kind of the opener. So I was like going, wow, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, it tells so much about us, because we kind of, when we're on the other side, if you will, before we come down and manifest in human form, we kind of write our life path. So we kind of go, you know, I want to do this, want to do this. And it doesn't mean that we don't have free will to change that once we get here, because people absolutely have done that in the prank, you know, otherwise free will wouldn't be worth anything. But, you know, we do have that option. So, you know, if you get in your life path, you go, okay, well, I've accomplished all the things, you know, I mean, someplace in your unconscious mind, you kind of go, you know, and you're always, kind of dealing with spirit, if you will, you kind of go, you know, I've accomplished most of the things that I'm supposed to accomplish, so now what's the next step? So it's like, guess what? I get some free will time here. So you absolutely have the free will. If there's something about your life that you don't like, it's like you go and change it, and you make something different with it, and you do something different with it. So anyway, hope that helps.
Very much.
It's like click, I don't know if you're on a computer, but if you are, you know, click follow, come back, and we're on here 7 days a week. 773-897-6461 is where you'll find us pretty much like all the time. Say 7 days a week, and normally Jackie Chesrow is on Saturdays. And I'm trying to remember what the other is. There's some of us, we each kind of take turns with different things. I've got I'm on Mondays and Wednesdays, and Tuesday we have Tamla on. Thursdays we have Linda on. Friday is normally Amy, and then and Sunday is normally Linda also. And then we have Jethro's on Saturday, and I know he's on another day of the week. I'm drawing a blank right now because we're kind of covering him for him these next week or two, because he and Kay are kind of on tour, and they're out there autographing their books at Living in the Psychic Realm, which Kay and Jethro Smith both wrote together and collaborated on. So anyway, but call us back, keep in touch, and, you know, let us know how it goes, because, you know, we'd love to hear about your travels, books, you know, whatever it is that you come up to do with. But do keep kind of a notebook of things, and, you know, keep track of your good ideas, because you got a lot of them. You got a really lot of them, and it's like, and that's where, you know, your finances are going to come from. There's there's a book title called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So whatever you put your heart and soul and passion into, whatever you really love, it's like you're going to get some, you know, some feedback from that, if that makes sense too. Let's see. And what happened to there? Cut off. I lost it. All righty. And Sandra's in there writing, the signing was great. Okay, cool. All right. Let me see here. I'm going to go back in the chat room with you guys and just kind of see what all's going on, because, good. I'm glad people have been posting things to me. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Sandra. Hey, Rita, and you're in there, too. Okay, cool. Signing went great. Okay, and Justin told me it was he was going to go from, like, 1 to 7 or 1 to 8 or something like that. He said he was going to put a little extra time in today so people at hadn't gotten a chance to get down there. It's like hopefully they'd be able to listen in on the air and do that. So anyway, Sandra, I see you're typing there. It's like, all right. Good to see you. Okay, yeah. Hope travel isn't wearying them out too much. So, well, anyways, let's see. I'm going to make some of the other announcements there real quick. I'm going to announce what I know to be his schedule, because I finally got part of his schedule, his tour schedule today before his phone went dead. So what I have for anybody of you guys in the chat room there, Jane, tomorrow Sunday is from Linda. Okay, tomorrow is Linda Irwin and Jane are on tomorrow on Psychic's Gone Wild. And let's see. What I've got down is today he's in Laramie, that's 25th. We have him down for being in Dodge City, Kansas on August 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. We have him being in Marlboro, Tennessee from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on September 1st. And then there's another one, this I think it was like McMinnison, I don't know if I'm spelling that right or saying it right, Tennessee, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. We weren't sure of the date on that one, but I do know they're all in Hastings, sir. Okay, great. Here, okay, Linda is posting stuff for me. Okay, Hastings books are August 28th, 1701. Okay, I'm going to try to write and talk here. Okay, we have 1701, where to go? North 14th, Comanche Plaza, and that's shopping center. Okay, center in Dodge City, Kansas, and that's on the 28th, right, and that was the one that's from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then the next one is September 1st, okay, super, that's in, Northgate Drive, it's 231 Northgate Drive at Suite number 500 at the North Gate Shopping Center. Okay, McMinnville is MCMINNVILLE, Tennessee. Okay, and that's one I believe you told us was going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. All righty, and then that next one, Marlboro, Tennessee, is like, does anybody know? He said it was going to be like 9 to 1 p.m. in Marlboro. Does anybody have that one? The info on that? I got these written down. Okay, and Linda's typing some more. Yay, Linda. Okay, she's looking at that. Oh, nope. Oh, she just has Florida. Okay, so what is the Florida date for him? Oh, I love this. This thing just keeps clicking out on me. Okay, and she's going to let us know the Florida date. Okay, it's Inner Peace Bookstore. Okay, at 425 West Jefferson Street in Brooksville, B-R-O-O-K-S-V-I-L, Brooksville, Florida. Okay, and that's, that's not until September 22nd. Okay, great. Thank you, Linda. And we do have one more caller here, and we've just got a few minutes left. So, okay, we got 4 minutes left. And caller from area code 310, and if it quits spinning, I'll get you on the air. Okay, 310, you're on the air with us.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, pretty good. How are you doing?
I've been better.
All righty. What can we do with you today?
Well, I've been out of work for almost 4.5 years now, and then it just 3 weeks ago I found a job, and then in spite of my great work ethics, they fired me because things were said that people said that I didn't even say or come close to saying, and they said we just can't have that, so they fired me. At this point,
wow.
Bills piled up. I'm $3,000 behind in my rent, and unless a miracle happens, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I have no more unemployment left, nothing.
Wow. Okay, well, can I start with, can I get a name and a birthday for you?
Oh, my name is Vince, calling from Los Angeles.
Vince, okay, from L.A., California. All righty. And what's your birthday? What's your monthly and year?
8/10/59.
Okay, well, I know how old you are because I was born in 59, too. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, let me see what 8/10 is for us here. Definitely, Leo. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you are a double three of diamonds. Wow. All righty. I can make things challenging for Leos with a three. Holy moly. Let me just also take a look, and I got a couple minutes here left. It's like if I don't get all this in today for you, do me a favor and call back because I'll be on Monday.
Okay.
And, we'll definitely look at this at length here to kind of see what's coming up and what's going on and what are some of maybe the karmic issues and all that kind of stuff and see what might be good for you here. Let's see here. Okay, three, because the three is three of diamonds person. It's called the name of the card is financial creativity, and you're actually considered wow. Okay, you wrote yourself a difficult one. It's considered one of the most difficult life paths of all the cards, especially when. Well, see, okay, if that three is a woman, so it's like, okay, but you're a man, so it's like, I'm going to ignore that part. Okay, some of the other stuff, though, indecision and values, along with past life relationship karma, you've got a six of hearts as a karma card, can really result in a lot of challenges with affections, your love life, and you can also be some of the biggest worriers about your finances. All threes have this thing with worry and indecision, and you've got to find a constructive outlet for your, overactive mind, okay, because you've got threes are highly creative, but if you don't put that creativity to positive use, you can really stress and really, be like a hamster on a wheel just running and just running stuff over and over in your mind. And the best remedy is to find some expression, some way to express that creativity you have. You've got to express yourself. First thing I'm going to say is, if you already have 90 seconds, darn it. Okay. Get a notebook, and it's like, just kind of run through some of the things that, you think you'd like. It's like if you would, write your letter to the universe, and it's like, I'm going to give you this actually as homework before Monday. Kind of write some stuff out. Jot some things out and say, if I was living my perfect life, this is what it would be. Here is the job that I think I would really love. Here is, where I'd really like to live. Here is, the person I think I'd like to have in my life. All those things, just kind of, if you don't, 60 seconds, I love blog talk. Okay. Anyway, kind of write some of that out. And when you call back in, it's like right now I've got Monday scheduled at 9:30. So I know I'm going to be back on air then. And it's like I'll have a little bit of time to kind of look at this. And we'll really kind of go through that, you know, on air if you want to do that. And we'll see that. Okay, natural. You've got a natural interest in metaphysics, and it should be cultivated if you're going to have more peace in your life. You know, you really need to make that spiritual connection to kind of overcome some of these, you know, hurdles and temptations that come across in your life. You've got a mind that can penetrate secrets of the universe. Among those, you know, secrets lie understanding about your own life and the personal karma you're here to deal with. And that understanding brings you a lot of peace in your life when you know what you're here for. You always know right from wrong, and it's like reason. 10 seconds. Thank you, NASA. We're gonna have a countdown here. Sometimes you try to ignore what you know, but it doesn't work. Anyway, but from what you just told me about this situation here, go ahead, call us back, please, and call me back on Monday because I will be on air again on Monday, and we'll really take a look at this and see what we can figure out in terms of what direction you need to be going and some of the karmic stuff you need to get through. And, you know, there's always a path. There's always a path through life where it gets easier. So, okay. All right, and they're about to kick us off. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, Vince, and I will be looking for your call on Monday. Call in maybe just maybe like a few minutes early, so you're kind of, really on the queue. But like I say, we're at 9:30 Mountain Time. So it's actually kind of early. It's like 8:30 your time. So
right. That's
when I'm going to be on air next. But we do have our Psychic's Gone Wild is on tomorrow, and Linda Irwin is our EP and paranormal psychic person, and she's also got a really awesome gal with her, Jane. They're going to be on, so you can call in at that 773-897-6461. See what time they're going to be on tomorrow. Call in and get some, get some intuitive stuff from them because they're both really good. It's like they're, anybody that's on our show with us is one of our regulars. Usually has pretty good information, and I've seen some really good, I'll say angel intuitives or, whatever it is, that Linda does with her ET stuff is just, really phenomenal. And Jane, I've worked with her once, and she's got, some really good intuition, about stuff too. So, and they do. They flat out get, angel messages or, however you want to label that. But call back in and visit with us some more. It's like we definitely want to hear from you again, okay? And it looks like, yep, okay. All righty. You're sitting there right on the side. Okay. See him. He's trying to let you go. Okay, there we go. And okay, I'm officially off the air there. I think Blog Talk blogged us off. And that's all right. Okay, and I'm going to be in chat